If the Nelson Leafs playoffs end in the first round, how it happened won't be a mystery. Chad Bates scored in overtime as the Grand Forks Border Bruins beat the Nelson Leafs 3-2 on Monday. The win gives the Border Bruins a 2-1 series lead ahead of Game 4 in Nelson on Tuesday. Bates scored just 4 seconds into a power play after Nelson's Quinn Ramsey was sent to the penalty box for tripping. All three Grand Forks goals were on the power play Monday night. Through 3 games, the Border Bruins have scored 6 of their 7 goals with the man advantage. "In a lot of ways we beat ourselves tonight," said Leafs captain Leighton Partington. "We've got to stay out of the box, we've got to play harder, we've got to be tougher." Kieran Christensen and Quinn Ramsey each scored for the Leafs, with goaltender Carl Soniff making 33 saves. Ben Edwards scored twice for the Border Bruins, while Ethan Shabansky stopped 37 shots. Ramsey's penalty came after he went down on the ice and sprawled out with his stick to stop the puck, only for it to catch a Border Bruin. It was a clear tripping penalty, albeit one that Ramsey obviously didn't intend. Leafs head coach Briar McNanny said his players can't put themselves in a position to be called for a penalty, especially when Grand Forks isn't as effective at 5-on-5. "We've put ourselves in a situation to have them called on us and let it be someone else's judgment call instead of up to ourselves and the way we need to play, and sometimes that can sting." Both teams nearly ended the game early in overtime on back-to-back plays but were stopped by a pair of unreal saves. Soniff moved to clear the puck but gave it to Grand Forks' J.P. Desabre, who would have scored had Soniff not skated backwards and stuck out a pad just in time. Only seconds later Nelson's Parker White was sprung on a breakaway and forced Shabansky to make the save while falling backwards. The Leafs took the lead on their first shot of the game. Ramsey tried to dicky through the Border Bruins' defense but was pushed to the corner. Partington gathered the puck and fed an open Christensen for the goal. A couple big hits early on led to a fight only 1 minute after the goal. Desabre was stopped on a breakaway by Soniff, who shortly after lost his temper when he was deliberately pushed by a Border Bruin. That led to a scrum and coincidental penalties. Soniff was part of several mix-ups throughout the game. McNanny said he thinks that's been part of Grand Forks' game plan. "I think they've made him a target since day one. It's going to be up to the officiating to make those calls and unfortunately not us." Grand Forks tied the game only a few minutes before the first intermission. Leafs forward Cameron Wickham drew a roughing call, and on the ensuing power play a shot by Edwards was deflected past Soniff. After the first, the second period was by most metrics uneventful. The Leafs outshot the Border Bruins 18-8 but rarely threatened Shabansky, who was dialed in. Grand Forks nearly took the lead early in the third. Border Bruins forward Carter Skarbin flipped a shot up that rang off the crossbar, prompting Soniff to turn and give thanks to the iron as soon as play went the other way. Nelson scored with 9 minutes left in regulation. Memphis Bergeson carried the puck into the zone and connected with Ramsey on a 2-on-1 to put the Leafs ahead. But 9 minutes was too long for Nelson to hold the lead. White took a poorly timed tripping penalty, and on the ensuing power play Edwards backhanded a shot over Soniff to tie the game with 2:24 left and force overtime. "We've just got to shut down defensively," said Partington. "Carl's playing unreal. You've got to play behind him and keep peppering shots on net. And maybe stay out of the penalty box, too." Leaflets. Game 5 is Friday in Grand Forks. If necessary, Game 6 would be played Saturday in Nelson and Game 7 returns to Grand Forks on Monday.